Hello, my name is Brenda Watson. I'm a colon therapist and served as president of the International Association of Colon Hydrotherapy. I am also the founder of five natural health clinics in Florida, as well as the founder of Renew Life, a supplement company based on digestive care. I've been involved with digestive care and detoxification of the body for the last 15 years. Most of my work has been based in a clinical setting where I work with clients with digestive issues. I first became motivated to help others due to my own health issues with which I struggled over many years. I feel very qualified to discuss the topic today, which is constipation. I have seen more constipated colons in my life than you can imagine. I recently heard the statement, "The road to wellness is paved with good intestines," and this struck a chord in me. What an incredible statement! Hopefully, after listening to this tape, you will have a much better understanding of what this means. Let's start by talking about how to define constipation and how it affects millions of Americans. I would like to first address the medical perspective and then show the difference between this and the holistic perspective. With this information, you will be better able to understand the great divide between the two. According to the National Digestive Diseases Information Clearinghouse, constipation is the passage of small amounts of hard, dry bowel movements, usually fewer than three times a week. Another quote from the National Digestive Diseases Information Clearinghouse is, "Many people think they are constipated when in fact their bowel movements are regular." For example, some people believe they are constipated or irregular if they do not have a bowel movement every day. The Clearinghouse goes on to say, normal bowel movements may be three times a day or three times a week. Now that is a big difference. I repeat, three times a day or three times a week. This is the medical perspective or definition of constipation. The holistic perspective is very different. The holistic model agrees that three bowel movements a day is healthy and should be achieved daily. We are eating food at least three times a day, so three bowel movements a day would make sense. Food in, food out. Babies, before they have been exposed to the standard American diet, usually have a bowel movement after each feeding. Unfortunately, most people have just one a day. Although not ideal, one bowel movement a day is a minimal necessity to maintain any manner of good health. Two to three a day would be considered ideal. So according to the holistic model, any less than one good form bowel movement a day is considered constipation. We should also understand the transit time of food. This is the amount of time it takes for food to get through our system, from the time it enters the mouth until it's excreted through the rectum. Transit time should be less than 24 hours. Why is this important? The longer food stays in the system, the more it can create a buildup of toxic waste that can stretch the colon in length and diameter. The buildup will also begin to affect the finger-like projections in the small intestine called villi. These villi help absorb our food and can be rendered useless if they are damaged by buildup on the walls of the intestinal tract. As a result, we can begin to experience a condition called malabsorption, or an inability to absorb nutrients through the digestive lining. Many people experience malabsorption every day and don't know it. They eat food, they take supplements, and receive virtually no benefit from them. Their health continues to spiral downhill because they are not absorbing nutrients from the foods they are eating. Buildup on the intestinal wall can also hinder peristalsis, the muscular-like contractions of the intestine that move food through the system and out of the body. Lack of proper peristalsis can further hinder bowel transit time. Now, let's discuss autointoxication. The longer the transit time of food, The longer the food is in the intestine, the more likely autointoxication will occur. The concept of autointoxication was first introduced in the early 1900s by a Russian doctor named Eli Metchnikoff. Autointoxification, simply put, is blood poisoning stemming from our own body. Attached to your digestive system is your blood circulatory system and your lymphatic system, a separate circulatory system whose job is to dispose of toxins. Toxins from our food, the environment, and from digestion that do not leave through normal bowel elimination can be absorbed in the blood circulation and the lymphatic circulation. These toxins can eventually settle in the tissues of the body, creating many diseases and autoimmune problems. One of the functions of the liver is to cleanse the blood of toxins before it spreads to the rest of the body. The liver does this through several different means. First, the liver packages up the toxins to leave by way of the kidneys to be excreted from the body in the urine. Next, the liver dumps a lot of the toxins into the bile to be distributed to the digestive tract by way of the gallbladder. This is in hopes that the toxins will be excreted from the body through your normal bowel elimination. This is one of the reasons fiber is so important. As the gallbladder is releasing toxins into the digestive tract, an adequate amount of fiber is needed to absorb these toxins so they will leave by way of the bowel movement and not get reabsorbed through the intestinal lining and go back to the liver. If this reabsorption starts to occur, the liver can become overburdened and cannot process the amount of toxic flow. The liver will then begin to store the toxins and eventually distribute them into the cells and tissues of the body, creating inflammation and many, many problems. Let me give you a simple analogy on this concept. Every day, you put your trash into a plastic bag in the kitchen and tie it up. When it's full, you package it up and you take it outside for the garbage truck to pick it up and carry it away, just like the toxins from the gut are sent to the liver. Now, if the garbage man goes on strike, the garbage just piles up. When it piles up too high, we feel the necessity to get it out of sight, so we begin to throw the bags of garbage behind the fence to store them. Same concept happens in the liver. Once the toxic flow becomes too much for the liver to process, it begins to store these toxins wherever it can, usually in fat cells, muscle cells, and joints. Some of the problems produced from constipation and autointoxication are headaches, diverticulosis, PMS, bad breath, canker sores, body odors, hemorrhoids, varicose veins, malabsorption, obesity, indigestion like gas and bloating and heartburn, arthritis, and skin problems. The worst of all, though, is colon cancer, the second most prevalent cancer in this country. Waste that stays in the body too long can create other problems like yeast and pathogenic bacterial overgrowth. For this reason, candida and parasite problems in this country are in epidemic proportions. Further problems such as migraine headaches, diabetes, thyroid problems, and chronic fatigue can develop as a result of constipation. The Lancet, which is a prestigious medical journal, reported 20 years ago that women who have less than 2 to 3 bowel movements a week are 4 times more likely to develop breast cancer than women with 1 or more bowel movements a day. Constipation is the most common gastrointestinal complaint in the U.S. About 2 million doctor's visits per year are for constipation, and about $725 million are spent annually on laxatives. With all this in mind, let's look at some of the related issues and causes for constipation and improper bowel health. Number 1, what color is the stool? The normal stool should be a shade similar to walnut brown. Of course, if you eat something like beets or dark greens, it could change the color for a short period of time. While performing thousands of colon therapy treatments, I've seen a great number of people who are constipated who have too dark a stool color or the opposite, too light. Number two, what should be the consistency and frequency of proper bowel movements? The consistency should be similar to toothpaste, not hard like pellets. And the length should be the size of a good banana. The amount of daily water intake will also contribute to the consistency of the stool. The stool will become harder as the person becomes more dehydrated as a result of drinking too little water. A person needs at least one good bowel movement daily, but 2 to 3 is ideal for optimal health. Number three, should there be a lot of gas and odor? Gas is the natural byproduct of digestion, but an abundance of gas is not normal. Some foods we eat, such as beans, peppers, brewer's yeast, can stimulate excessive gas production. If you have explosive gas or it becomes an embarrassing problem, then you could be producing too much. Constipation can create an abundance of gas. Why? Because the longer the stool stays in the colon, the more gas is produced due to fermentation. The odor can be unpleasant when we produce too much gas or we are constipated. Number four, should the stool sink or float? I'll bet I've been asked this question hundreds of times, and I want to address this. The normal healthy stool should leave the body easily, settle in the water, and gently submerge. If there is not enough fiber in the diet, the average American gets about 15 grams a day, and we need 30 to 40 grams for good bowel health, the stool will quickly plummet to the bottom of the toilet. If every bit of the stool floats on the top of the water, it could mean too much fiber in the diet or too much undigested fat. Number five, lack of exercise can increase constipation. There is much blood and lymphatic flow to the digestive system, which is needed for proper digestion and elimination. The lymphatic fluid is 4 times more abundant in the body than the blood. It has no pump like the blood system has the heart. The only way to stimulate the flow of lymphatic fluid is through movement. Exercise stimulates lymphatic flow, which can help maintain proper peristalsis. Number six is medications. Pain medication, antidepressants, antacids that contain aluminum, like Tums and Rolaids, for example, iron supplements, diuretics, anticonvulsants for epilepsy are just some of the medications which can create constipation. The amount of people on medications today, especially the antacids, is staggering. Number seven is changes in routine. Changes in routine like travel can really have an effect on bowel habits. I once had a client who could only go to the bathroom if she was at home. She had severe constipation all her life as a result of this. As a child, her mother was overbearing about sanitary conditions when traveling, and this affected her bowel habit all through her life. Number eight is not creating the time to eliminate. This can also have an effect on bowel habits and cause constipation. How many of you get up in the morning in a hurry and never think about going to the bathroom? You're off to work and don't pay any attention to your body's signals. Eventually, we just block out the urge to eliminate to the point where we become numb. Number nine is certain positioning of the legs while eliminating can cause incomplete evacuation. Squatting is the way God intended for us to eliminate. The best way to accomplish this is to use the Renew Life Step. It is a molded plastic step which fits conveniently under the toilet when not in use. It allows you to get into a squatting position while using the toilet. Do you realize the two most common areas for colon cancer are the cecum, which is the lower right side, and the sigmoid, which is the lower left side? The modern toilet is designed for us to sit at a 90-degree angle, not squat. Sitting at this angle on the toilet crimps these two areas of the bowel. Go ahead. Try this today. Sit on the toilet as you usually do, then try lifting up your feet, maybe on a couple of phone books, and see how it feels. The Asian and African cultures still eliminate in a squatting position today, and their rate of bowel cancer is low compared to ours. Number 10 is the diet. The diet is a definite contributing factor in the cause of constipation. America has a love affair with crap. That is coffee, refined sugar and starch, aspirin, alcohol, pop, and processed foods. All of these things can disrupt the natural balance of the digestive tract and the colon and create a constipated person. Do you know that for every cup of coffee you drink, it requires 2 glasses of water to rehydrate the body, and that's on top of the 8 glasses a day you need anyway? Proper chewing is also an important component to complete digestion of food. Most people eat way too fast. Carbohydrates are partially digested in the mouth by your saliva, but you must first chew these carbohydrates well into a mush. The enzymes in the saliva convert the carbohydrate to another form of sugar so that when it reaches the small intestine, the enzyme amylase from the pancreas will further convert it to glucose so that it can be absorbed into the digestive tract. If this does not occur, undigested starch will create fermentation in the small intestine, which will further enhance gas and bloating and constipation. How do most people eat? Fast, not chewing well, and drinking a lot of liquids with their meals, which can further disrupt digestion by diluting the enzymes, leaving little for digestion of food. Another factor I have seen over and over in the clinic setting is a lack of essential fatty acids in the diet. Essential fatty acids are found in oils such as flax, borage, and fish oils. These fatty acids are essential to life, and we must either get them in our diet or supplement with them. These types of oils lubricate the colon and can really help in constipation. This factor is commonly overlooked in bowel health and constipation. So, let's summarize the 10 points that affect bowel health and indicate that you suffer from constipation. 1, color of the stool. 2, would be consistency, hard or soft, and frequency, 1 to 3 times a day or 2 to 3 times a week. 3, strong gas and odor. 4, sink or float, is there enough fiber in the diet? 5, lack of exercise. 6, medications. 7, changes in routine like travel. 8, creating time to eliminate. 9, squatting, or do you sit on the toilet? 10, your diet, enough water, and essential oils. Now, I want to ask you, has any doctor ever gone over these points with you in discussing good bowel health? Probably not. As you can see, if stool stays in the system too long and we start to experience autointoxication, this is the beginning of the disease process. So many times the expression, disease begins in the colon, is written and taught. Can you now see why? So after learning all this, ask yourself, is going to the bathroom every day or 2 to 3 times a week acceptable in creating a healthy body? You can now see why the holistic perspective is so important. It expands public awareness, and with this expanded awareness comes responsibility for your own health. Now let's talk about some general guidelines for gaining and maintaining colon health naturally. At this point, I want to emphasize simplicity. Most of us have so much complexity in our lives today that it is important to incorporate changes in a simple yet effective way. Let's look at how simple yet effective these guidelines can be. First, drink plenty of water. The recommended amount is half your body weight in ounces per day. For example, a 100-pound person would drink 50 ounces of water a day. Change your diet slowly, adding more fruits and vegetables, especially organic ones. Supplement with good fiber daily, preferably a flax fiber. lower the amount of refined starches, sugar, and processed foods. Enzymes are especially important to take with meals. I think plant-derived enzymes are the best as they work in a wide array of pH, which basically means they are not destroyed by the stomach acid. Lubricate the colon by taking essential fatty acids such as fish, flax, and borage combinations. Exercise. If not daily, at least 3 times per week. Remember, do something you like. Walking is excellent. Reduce medications if possible. You must check with your doctor on this, but remember, pain medication and antidepressants will cause constipation, as well as antacids like Tums, Rolaids, and Tagamet. When traveling, take a natural herbal laxative with you so you don't get backed up in the colon. Create time to go to the bathroom, even if it means getting up earlier in the morning before work. And position yourself correctly on the toilet while using the Renew Life Life Step to enhance elimination by putting the body in a squatting position, thereby reducing pressure on the areas of the colon that become crimped by the normal sitting position. So, how do we really help constipation? One of the most important steps in solving the problem of constipation is to detoxify the body with herbs. We suggest using herbs which will stimulate the 5 organs of elimination, the liver, lungs, skin, kidneys, and colon, to get rid of the toxic buildup. At the same time, extra fiber is helpful as it absorbs the toxins in the bowel and carries them out with elimination. We also want to make sure we lubricate the colon with essential oils such as fish, flax, and borage oils, which facilitates smooth elimination. I now want to talk about my 30-day advanced cleansing system. I have developed this cleansing system with 2 goals in mind: effectiveness and simplicity. Besides working in a clinical setting for many years, I have also traveled around the country lecturing and teaching thousands of people about the importance of cleansing and detoxifying the body. Do you know what most people perceive about cleansing and detoxifying? It's complex. I have personally participated in all the different cleansing programs available over many years, and do you know what they were? Complex. Most consist of a rigorous schedule of taking way too many capsules and drinking different liquid concoctions throughout the day. Some programs insisted you go on a fast for several days or even weeks. For most people who work, this is practically impossible. But with my cleansing program, you don't have to do all that. Cleansing can be simple as 1, 2, 3. CleanSmart is our 30-day advanced detoxification system. Why do we use the word advanced? Because CleanSmart supports the organs of the body in a more effective way than other programs. In our organ detox formula, we have a combination of 16 very specialized herbs to support the eliminative organs. What is quite different from other formulas is the fact that we support the liver with 7 of these 16 herbs. Why the liver? Because the most important organ in the detoxification of the body besides the colon is the liver. All gut and environmental toxins affect the liver. If you are constipated in the colon, chances are you're constipated in the liver as well. This means the liver is storing toxins and cannot rid the body of them. Our herbal combination of milk thistle, dandelion, turmeric, celandine, and artichoke stimulate the liver to release toxins into the bile, increasing bile flow so that they can be eliminated in the bowel movement. Our other liver-supporting herbs in CleanSmart's advanced system are beet leaf, which helps prevent excess fat from being deposited in the liver, and blueperum, which can help neutralize viruses. I do not know of any other detoxification program on the market that uses this much support for the liver in a whole-body organ cleanse. This is the most important organ to support. The remainder of the organ detox formula is comprised of corn silk for the kidneys to increase urinary volume, hawthorn, which is a support for the heart, mullein, which increases blood flow to the lungs, chlorella and red clover for cleansing the blood, ashwagandha root, which is excellent support for the adrenals. A lot of people can experience fatigue in the first few days of cleansing. CleanSmart's advanced system helps with this by supporting the adrenal glands. The immune system also needs support while cleansing. CleanSmart contains larch gum, which supports the immune system by way of the lymph system. What else makes CleanSmart advanced system different? All of the herbs are concentrated. They are all 4-to-1 or 5-to-1 extracts. That means it takes 4 to 5 pounds of raw herb to make 1 pound of extract. This means it's concentrated for effectiveness. So now let's look at the way CleanSmart advanced system helps the colon. In order to help constipation, we need to help the colon in every way physiologically. That means not just by stimulating peristalsis, but by addressing hydration, lubrication, and bulk as well. Let's first take a look at hydration and stimulation. How does CleanSmart's advanced system achieve this? CleanSmart uses magnesium hydroxide to bring water into the colon and create hydration. Most people are constipated due to dehydration in the bowel, and this creates a hard stool. Magnesium hydroxide will soften the stool to create easier movements. Also in CleanSmart's colon formula are Cape Aloe and rhubarb to gently stimulate peristalsis, that is the muscle-like contraction that moves matter out of the body, unlike harsh purgative herbs such as cascara or senna. Triphala, which is an Indian fruit that strengthens the colon, is also present. You want to balance stimulation with soothing herbs such as slippery elm and marshmallow, which soothe, coat, and act as an expectorant for excessive mucus in the bowel. Fennel, which works to inhibit excess gas production, and ginger is a digestive elixir. What an advanced combination. We are hydrating, stimulating, soothing, and building all at the same time. CleanSmart's advanced system is a two-part concentrated herbal program available in vegetable capsules. Part one is the detox formula and part two is the colon formula. Its suggested dosage is 2 capsules of part one in the morning and 2 capsules of part two in the evening. And that's it. It's that simple. No fasting, no mixing liquids, and you don't end up taking 12 to 24 tablets a day. It's an effective, simple, very therapeutic program with direction not only towards the body as a whole, but with intense focus on the liver and colon where the focus needs to be. The next area to concentrate on to help constipation is adding bulk to the diet. This is usually done by taking an extra fiber in the diet. Extra fiber is also extremely helpful to absorb a lot of toxins in the bowel. We need approximately 30 to 40 grams of fiber in the diet for proper bowel habits. Most people don't even come close to this amount, especially with the standard American diet. So it can be very helpful to supplement with a good fiber product such as Renew Life's Fiber Smart. Now, most fibers are psyllium fiber, which can be harsh for a lot of people. Psyllium also absorbs 40 times its weight in water, which when in the bowel can cause dehydration of the bowel, contributing to, you guessed it, constipation. Fiber Smart is based on a flax fiber, not psyllium. Flax fiber is much better balanced, 50 soluble, 50 insoluble, meaning it is absorbing enough to help with a toxic load in the bowel, yet it won't suck up all the water content and leave your colon dehydrated. Fiber Smart is also fortified with a probiotic blend to help reestablish a good bacteria count in the bowel, and it also has glutamine, which is very helpful to heal and repair the mucosal lining. Fiber Smart is also sweetened with stevia, a natural plant sweetener which has no sugar content and does not affect the glucose levels in the body. So it tastes really, really good. The last area to address in order to help constipation is lubrication. Making sure the bowel is lubricated sufficiently is very helpful in assuring smooth, easy elimination. Our good oils, such as flax oil, borage, and fish oils, are very helpful in lubricating the bowel. Renew Life's patented Oil Smart is a combination of flax, fish, and borage oils in a soft gel capsule. Many people have a problem emulsifying oils because their pancreas does not secrete enough lipase, which is the enzyme needed to break down fats and oils so that they can be utilized by the body. Oil Smart has 15 milligrams of lipase in the oils, so Oil Smart helps your body emulsify or break down the oil into tiny droplets so that it is better utilized by the body. So, need we say more about the Renew Life's truly advanced cleansing system, CleanSmart? CleanSmart therapeutically supports all the organs of the body, focusing on the liver. The colon formula is truly advanced in that it hydrates, soothes, and stimulates. The support products, FiberSmart and OilSmart, add bulk and lubricate the bowel. This is a total cleansing package for constipation and detoxifying. And one very last important factor to mention in any constipation or detoxification program, which can be very beneficial, is colon hydrotherapy. Colon hydrotherapy is the gentle cleansing of the colon with warm filtered water. This wonderful procedure enhances an herbal cleansing program such as CleanSmart and is an ideal complement to the program. I highly recommend that you try colon hydrotherapy. To find a qualified therapist in your area, call 210-366-2888. That is the Office of the International Association for Colon Hydrotherapy. Thank you, and happy cleansing.